Thank you. I will start with family reunification. Like I said, right to family life and best interest of the child from basis of ongoing legislative project on family reunification. I would like to highlight that and in any decisions taken under legislation that concern a child under 18 years of age, special attention shall be paid to the best interest of the child and to circumstances related to the child's development and health. Then there were a few recommendations concerning a detention and the detention of the minors. I would like to start with saying that Finnish detention standards follow the European Directive for Reception of Applicants for International Protection, and the detention can be used only in precisely regulated situation. Alternative security measures are always primary over detention. The detention of children is precisely regulated and rare. Under 15 years of unaccompanied children cannot be detained, and detained children above the age of 15 can never be placed in police or border guard detention. And always special attention is paid to the detention conditions of families and persons in vulnerable situation, including children, and taking into account their needs. Then I would like to say a few words regarding conventions on statelessness. The Finnish Parliament is considering an amendment to Citizenship Act so that the definition corresponds to obligations coming from international legislation. And also I would like to go back to a few recommendations regarding ensuring that law enforcement officials have adequate training on human rights and provide guidelines regarding prohibition of the ethnic profiling done by the police. The police have been extensively trained over the past few years. And in 21, the Ministry of Interior together with Ministry of Justice and Police University of Applied Sciences implemented an online course that is mandatory for all police officers. And we have been organizing full-day trainings on hate crimes, equality, anti-racism and ethnic profiling in all national police departments. And the Supreme Administrative Court ruled in its yearbook decision this September that Police Patrol acted discriminatory when using ethnic profiling in street prostitution surveillance. And the need for additional guidance and training has begun to be mapped in cooperation between Ministry of Interior's Police Department and Non-Discrimination Ombudsman Office. Thank you, and over to my colleague.